Inconsistent.
What if that just activated? They're like, oh, shit, I forgot I could do that.
Well, thanks.
I give my all to have just one more night with you. I saw his lips moving. He wanted to sing it. His lips were saying the words.
Those weren't the lyrics.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, I don't know it then. Just gonna, I tried. All right, you ready?
It was nice though.
Serenading you.
You know, I appreciated it a lot, actually.
All right, we're here.
What? What?
What are we doing here? 2025 in the building.
2025.
Have you been writing dates wrong yet?
Bro, I did a whole payroll wrong.
That's funny.
I had to go back and
the first time I wrote the day, I was like, it's 2025. I can't forget.
Think.
I don't got to write often. You know what I'm saying? But when I do, I just got to, all right, 2025.
Ah, so how's the new year been treating you, sir?
Good. Busy. A lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
Going golfing on Saturday.
The first time?
Not even golfing. I think we're just driving. You know what I'm saying? Like hitting it far, whatever it's called.
Oh, that's when you get like a little cage and you just...
Yeah. I did that one time. But I don't have a good form. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So I just started hitting it like Billy Madison.
What about if that's really the way to do it?
Then I'm fucked. Then I'm good. I'm really good.
You're a pro. Because
even though I was hitting it wrong, it was going pretty far. I felt good. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. All right. But we're going to go. I'm going to go with Eddie and some other guys.
Eddie?
Cousin Eddie.
Oh, Cousin Eddie. I haven't seen Cousin Eddie in a minute.
When he lived downstairs, my kids used to call him Mr. Eddie for some reason.
Right, because he got a house.
Because we called him Cousin Eddie or something. And then they're like, Mr. Eddie? And that just stuck for a while.
Other than that, what else is new in your life? No more kids?
No. I'm done.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing much. Same old work. Kids, Legos. That's it. Legos. I love Legos. Built some Lego sets with the kids.
So we're on the 15th of January, 2025.
Whoa, we're here.
And what's the biggest thing that struck you so far this year? 15 days in.
There's a few things. I mean, I think the as far as New York City is concerned, the congestion pricing was big on everybody's radar for a long time. It's finally here, to the chagrin of people in New York City.
Right.
It's weird, man, because I feel like regular people, like in the street, like people that I know and talk to that are actual humans, are like, this is the biggest money grab I've ever seen in my life. New York City is just stealing money from us at this point. Like blatant stealing money, right? And this goes for people on TikTok even, people on Instagram, all saying the same thing. Wow, they're really robbing us. That's crazy. This is the worst thing. Except for one place, Reddit. It's the only place I see people like, oh, this is great for the city. And I'm like, Reddit has changed.
Who the hell are those people?
Those are the fake ones. Those are the holograms. Because I think like this, right? If you're poor, you're not driving into the city. You probably take the train anyway, right? Now, if more people are going on the train, what's it makes your commute worse? Oh, great. Now more people on the train, right?
Yeah.
If you're rich, great. Pay $9, that's nothing to me.
Yeah.
And I get clear roads all day. Hell yeah, I want that.
Ugh, I don't have to deal with...
But for the working class, we're kind of like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? It's expensive for us. And because of the situation out of the working class we're in, we got to drive into work. We can't take the train. You know what I'm saying? We pay for babysitters. We pay we make a certain amount of money. Babysitters make less to us because we pay them. They're paying out of us.
Babies, child care in New York City is about $25,000, $24,000, I think it is.
That's what
year.
I'm saying. We pay them.
That's a lot.
I know. What I'm saying is this. Those are the people that we pay them, and they're like, okay, now I got money, I can take the train. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, the reason why we need a car is because we have to travel to work. Now I got to go pick up my kids. Now I got to go home. I got to do this. I got to do that. We're the movers and the shakers of the city. We're the ones that move things around and get things done in the city.
My thing is that, and this is said before, but my thing is just call it for what it is. Don't tell me that you're saving the air.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because those cars still got to move. They're just going to move somewhere else.
They go somewhere else.
Yeah. They're going to divert, come around, go to the Bronx. Go on top,
I've been hearing that the Bronx is like, what the hell's going on over here?
So, I mean, you're not going to stop the cars from doing it. You're just diverting it. So, what? You're just saying, oh, put the air over there.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. Not in the rich neighborhood. Not in the rich neighborhood. You keep that crap in your poor neighborhoods.
But you can't control the air. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, it's like, just call it for what it is.
No, they control the air.
No.
Yeah. Bro, you're telling me the Illuminati can't control the air? They do freaking, what is it called? Chemtrails.
That's not
controlling. The episode we just put out was talking about, you were saying how they control the hurricanes.
But that's not that's not the wind. That's not the air. That's the weather.
Yeah, but it's a big money grab, man. And for the first like day or two, everybody's like, oh, wow, there's a clear street. And, you know, it's picking up.
But again, why is it a big money grab? When I see Gina
Because
Lieber,
it's free.
When I see Gina Lieber,
I don't know who that is.
That's the MTA president, whatever.
All right.
I think it is.
Commissioner?
I guess. Does he get that title?
I don't know what they call it.
I don't think they get that title.
Only sanitation gets that commissioner.
No, the police department gets that too. Yeah, sure.
We're all
fire.
Fake, we're all fake military. Freaking badges and shoulder pads and stuff.
Little garbage cans on the top.
Yeah, yeah. All the fake soldiers in New York City. Police, fire department, and sanitation. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. They're calling for his resignation. Like, people hate him, you know, especially people that drive. But it's like,
well, also, the train is crazy. People are killing each other. There's stuff that goes on the train that we don't hear about in the news that I get text messages from.
Put the safety aside. Let's say that's not part of the budget. I don't know if it is. I'm assuming it is.
It is.
They have their own.
Kathy Hochul finally came out. I was like, yeah, it's real bad. We're going to put more police there.
Right. But part of their budget is allocated towards safety, right? They have their own police. They have MTA police. So part of their budget.
But I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if that's paid for by New York City.
The police?
Or the state.
That makes it worse.
What do you mean?
Because it's not money that they have to say, okay, the $3 fare that you paid for, we're going to put 75 cents.
That's what I'm saying.
Towards cops.
I don't know if it comes out of the city's budget.
So that makes it worse. Because when I think about the reason for this construction pricing, and this is said before, it's like, bro, mad mismanagement.
100%. That's the whole city in general. The whole state.
The only other agency.
Just me being mad freaking Republican for a second here. Hmm. Every Democrat state is always mismanaged. Like, if that's all we hear. What's going on in California with the fires? What they did with the remember they cut the budget for the fire department? They cut the budget for the forest department to remove all the rubble, the rubbish that's on the floor, like the dead leaves and stuff? And then to give a little head to Trump. Trump was like, oh, they got to clean the floor. And people were like, oh, he's an idiot. He doesn't know how to talk. I'm like, yeah, but he's saying something.
That's actually relevant.
He's saying something important.
The only other agency that's run by, this is a private agency, right? MTA is a private company.
I don't know.
I'm asking all the good questions out here. You heard? This is GED Squared.
Ask your friend.
We're going to ask her?
Ask her. Go ahead.
Let's ask her. Is New York's MTA a private company?
I don't think so.
According to MTA, a public benefit corporation chartered by the New York State Legislature in 1965, the MTA
is public.
Public. The reason why, as you were saying, I thought I was like, oh yeah, of course it's public because we take their time. My agency takes, if you work 5 years in MTA, we take that.
Oh, right. It transfers over.
Yeah, it transfers over.
Okay.
So, yeah, yeah.
So it's public. That means it's not private.
It's not private. Yeah. It's a public.
Okay. Is
the public
the
good?
Pentagon public or private?
It has to be public.
Has to be public. Yeah. I compare those two agencies as the top worst managed entities that the public sector owns.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we could talk for hours about this part because it has to do with your politicians because they think politically. They don't think of it as a business. How can you run this properly? They think politics. All right, if I do him a favor, he's gonna do me a favor, and then we could get this done, this legislation. But now I gotta wait because I gotta run for re-election the next year. So forget everything to the side. I gotta run for re-election.
That's the only reason Hogo's sending those
exactly
extra cops.
Exactly.
Her time is coming up.
Uh-huh. And she wants to get re-election.
She's like, let me do it now that everyone is listening because of this whole Trump thing. Let me throw my name in there that I'm doing something positive. But meanwhile, in her State of the Union or her last State of the State, she was saying how, no, it was the day. No, the State of the State was recently. She did another conference or something. And in that day that she was saying that the subway is the safest it's ever been was the day that lady got burned.
That's so good. The safest. That's like
the
a
safest.
That feels like an episode of Friends or something. You know what I mean? It's the safest it's ever been. And then as she's saying it, the news shows up. Fuck, somebody got burned to death.
Someone got cooked.
Not only did they get burned to death, the guy sat there and watched it. And then he didn't leave until the cop told him, get out of here.
What do you think really happened there?
He set the girl on fire.
Shut up. It's alleged. We have to say alleged.
Allegedly, he set her on fire.
He allegedly set her on fire.
He saw a lady sleeping on the train and just set her on fire. Allegedly, he sprayed something on her and lit it. I don't know. She was homeless. And if it's the guy, guess where he's from?
Not here.
Not here. How'd he get here? A Democrat policy? No way.
Get out of here.
Burned in a freaking Democrat-run state? No way.
So, with that being said,
I mean, I don't hate on freaking Democrats. I'm just saying it's such a coincidence that all the bad things happen in these states. And I was watching a video where somebody was explaining. He was like, if the Democrat cities are so bad, why do they make more money than the Republican states? And then this other guy was breaking it down. He goes, they make more money, but everything costs more. So if you subtract what they have to pay versus what they make, they have this much money to spend percentage of their paycheck versus a Republican state that everything's really cheap, but they don't get paid that much. But the percentage they have left over after they paid is way more than what the Democrat states were. You understand? Because their budget is they budget differently. So the Democrats they get paid more, but they pay a lot. So they have this much money to spend. But the Republicans pay a little bit. They get paid a little bit, but they have more to spend. Like per capita. You know what I mean? So they're like, they have more money to play with than you do.
It looks smaller.
Yeah, but their numbers are smaller.
Because of their management.
But everything's cheaper in their state. So that little bit goes a lot more further than your expensive state goes. You know? But anyway. Yeah, congestion pricing, bro. I don't know. I don't like it. We'll see what happens. Almost 99% nothing's going to come out of it. We're not going to see no changes in the subway. We're not going to see anything. The only thing that's going to happen is they're going to have more money to spend on themselves. Everybody in New York State's getting a raise. All the politicians, guaranteed.
Through the congestion pricing?
Yeah.
So in other words...
Oh, of course. It's a money laundering scheme.
We're not going to get...
You're going to see very little improvement. Very little improvement.
That sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Do you think that Trump is going to knock it down when it comes in?
I don't know if he can. You know, he said he was. We'll see. Because Trump is always like, you know, he wants to help the little guy as much as he can, right? And of course, people are going to disagree with me. But if you look at the history of the things he's done before he became a politician, he was helping everybody. He was paying rent for people. I forgot what musician's father died, and he's like, "Don't worry about it. Just stay in my hotel for free as long as you need to stay." I forgot who it was. I think her father got murdered or something crazy like that in New York City. I want to say Jennifer Hudson, but I'm not sure.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That he kept he
he was out. Paying for people's college, right? A bunch of stuff that he doesn't talk about because you know he's a humble guy.
There was this. I forgot the name of the site, but there was this website that was tracking the amount of traffic coming in, so in real time data, they were tracking how much actual cars were coming in that was comparable to, you know, weeks prior, that you could look up online. But
I would like to see what it was from the first day of the congestion to today.
So they're saying
the numbers definitely went up. There's no doubt about it.
So far that it's cut 7.5%
of traffic.
Yeah,
that's
in the first week.
That's cute.
Right there. Traffic dropped 7.5% in the first week of congestion pricing.
So
a lot of people. So to me, that's nothing. And they're cheering like they solved world hunger.
We did it. We spent millions to put up these cameras. We did it, guys.
Yeah. That 7% is not paying for the millions. That's,
It's going to be a long time before they pay it back.
If that's the rate.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that a lot of the numbers are really like, because some people are still on vacation.
Some people are on vacation.
No, that this is this month it kind of fluctuates because it's right after the holidays, so people aren't really moving around as much. Some people are on extended vacations. There's like three drivers in my job that are out every week. That's like nonstop. Every week somebody's out. Two drivers are out every week. We have to like balance it out.
Good for them.
Great for them. But what I'm saying is that
the best for them.
I think what you were saying was right. We're not going to really know the impact of it until later on, because at the end of the day, people are going to have to do business.
Yeah.
So this is where that whole phrase is that people end up paying for the tolls, right? In goods and services.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Later on down the road. So this is just the adjustment period. I don't know. I don't know how Trump is going to get it to stop, but I'm 100% with it.
All right, I don't know how to.
You don't know how to work the computer?
No.
Click on it, then it pops up in the bottom. Hey.
Oh, I just got it. Of course.
Massively simple.
This is something. Hold on. Let me get rid of this page. This one right here. So this one right here, I wanted to. I should have told you to watch it beforehand so we could talk about it.
Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll
be right back.
See your brand.
Not impressed. I get it. I feel like you saw that episode I sent you of the clip I sent you of Mark Zuckerberg talking about iPhones, how they've been sitting on the same technology with the iPhones for the last 10 years.
Yeah, they're banking on their name.
They haven't created anything revolutionary.
Except for the goggles.
We're talking about phone. Let's try to stick to topic here. Phones.
Yeah.
They've been sitting on the same thing. And then you're like, well, what do you mean? You know, I'm like, well, at least Samsung did this flip thing. Not that it's been freaking amazing. Because everyone says, you know, after a year of using it, you start seeing the crack.
The cracks, yeah. My homeboy has it. He says it. He's like, yeah, it kind of dies in the middle.
Yeah, so like, but at least
it's, you know.
Right. They created the curve edge. Yeah. That was another thing.
Oh, the curve edge is nice.
I'm not a fan of it because I feel like I'm constantly activating something. Yeah. I want to disable the edge.
But that's what I was saying about Apple before. It's just like they don't want to be the first ones to step in there because it costs too much money.
To be the first?
Yeah. They're like, you guys do it. And when you guys work it out, we'll copy it.
Yeah, we just copy and paste what you did.
We'll put Apple on it.
And we'll put a nice little bitten Apple on it. Yeah, I guess that's a smart way of doing it. That whole concept of sitting on technology is sort of where we are with AI. It's like, okay, everybody has AI. The guy even said it. Everyone has AI. Everyone has
holding AI. You know what this time reminds me of? We've developed technology with the vacuum tubes. Remember vacuum tubes? From a long time ago, from like the freaking 40s or 50s or whatever. You remember before they make microchips, they had vacuum tubes?
Damn, why does that ring a bell?
Bring it up. Look it up, Jamie.
Do your job.
Vacuum tubes.
Wow.
Okay. Go to images, yeah. Show the audience so they can be happy.
Hello, happy audience.
These are vacuum tubes. So this was what they would use. Don't ask me how, because I have no idea how this technology works. But because it's so big and bulky, there was a limit to what they could build. You know what I'm saying? Then when microchips came along, the advancement just jumped. Immediately we were able to make microchips and we can make smaller and smaller devices. Like this giant thing, if you needed to make a watch with this thing, you're never going to do it. You know what I'm saying? It'd just be too big. That dude, the video of the dude that standing next to a computer, I wonder how many kilobytes of memory that giant computer had because of the vacuum tubes. It's like nothing. You know what I'm saying? But this time reminds me of that right now, where it's like we were kind of stagnant with our technology for a while. But now that we have the development of the AI, now it feels like, oh, now we're going to take another step forward now. You know, it's going to help us get past certain points of things. Like what he was saying with the robots. It's hard to train a freaking robot to move and do stuff. But now that we have the AI that could kind of train it for us, we can fast forward the process, and now we can actually have a robot that can do things. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at the robot that we just looked at with the girl, moving like this, yeah, that was trained by a person probably, wearing freaking gloves and teaching how to move. But if it was trained by the AI, it would train it millions of times, and the movements would be a lot more smoother. You know what I mean? So that's what the guy was saying. He's like, we're at a point right now where we can start moving towards. Remember, he said there's three kinds of robots. One of them is like, you know, but I don't know if you remember, we kind of talked about this before. Like, imagine a bar with just arms coming from the ceiling, just arms.
Like a stationary.
Yeah.
When the conveyor belt, when the car manufacturing, they had the.
Exactly.
They had the.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that. Then we have the electric vehicle or the self-driving car, which is a robot, right? Because it's driving you around, it's making decisions, it's whatever. And then you have the humanoid one. So he said the reason why the vehicle one works good is because we already have roads. We have a world for it already.
There's an infrastructure behind its purpose.
Now, if you make a robot with wheels that has to come to a house, you got to figure out how to go upstairs. It's too much. We don't have the infrastructure for it. But if we have it walking, we have a whole world that it can move into. It can work with. But the problem is training it to live within this world. And he's saying now with the AI, and now that they have the microchip or the computer, whatever, to really use that technology, now we can start taking the next leap forward.
Have you ever been to, you've seen them on TV, like the sorting machines that Amazon makes?
Oh, the little ones that drive on the floor that pick up racks and drive around?
Yeah. And there's like these whole factory rooms, lofts, huge spaces. And there's a big sign, do not enter, because you will get crushed by something in there. Yeah. And these things are doing this whole entire, that's what I picture, you know.
I don't want to say her name. There's a girl that goes to our church that works for Amazon.
Yeah.
And she says that you just stand in your station and the things come your way. And it shows you on the screen what you need to get. And then the next one comes. Like, all you are is hands.
For now.
No, you're going to lose your job real soon. Amazon's going to make a machine for that one next.
Yeah, exactly. Because
all your hands, it tells you what needs to go in the box. You grab it from the shelf that came your way.
And she's probably being watched by an AI.
And the AI's learning, oh, that's how you do it.
Oh, that's how it's done.
I'm going to take your job.
So it'll be like all the stuff that we used to. Think about fruits, for example. It goes from this farming procedure that's, you know, the seed gets put in the soil and the whole process gets automated. And then later on, the automation from getting it to from the farm to the stores went from, you know, a guy picking it up in a truck and then driving it over. Now that's all automated with transportation with vehicles, AI, right? Yeah. And then it gets to the store and has to be individually sorted out, right? You put the grapes over here. They want the oranges on this shelf. I think that all of those things will be underground, and we're living on a new level, like our level.
Sorry, my son asked me for something. I had to approve the purchase.
With your beautiful face,
yeah. These glasses, because they're polarized, they won't scan. It can't scan my face.
Oh, nice! Yeah. It's like the protection, though.
It's like a protection. Oh, like unintentional. So if a computer tries to scan my face, it can't. It just blacks out.
There was a city that built their new streets over the old and kept the bottom as, you know, for vehicles.
Yeah.
I don't know what city it was. Maybe you remember. They just decided to build another level.
Yeah.
And the bottom level became like just for like moving around. So their city looks brand new, less cars.
I love it.
I think we talked about it once.
New York City should do something like that. That makes sense. Rather than the congestion pricing. Make an overpass for people to walk on. Make you full on parks.
And everything stays exactly.
Don't touch nothing down there. Let the people live.
Those are the cars. Yeah. Those are just cars.
And then you have your pedestrian upper level.
Just pedestrians and bikes.
They did it with the freaking train. Remember the train track that's over there by the West Side Highway? They made it into like a walkway. I forgot what it's called.
So the Skyline.
My son texts me, you're goated.
The High Line, rather.
the High Life.
The High Line.
The
High Line. So what I picture is that there's like a level where all the stuff, all your fruits, everything's getting, you know, produced, packaged, and ready for delivery. And we live in this world where it's like, oh, we don't see any of those things.
Yeah. And well, we don't see it now. The little Mexicans do it now. Leave them here, Trump. We need them.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of cool, and also kind of like there's a disconnection that we have to nature, and yeah. I feel like we're just getting more disconnected from nature.
Yeah, I saw a thing where the guy was saying they were doing like yard work in her house or something like that, and the lady walks up to the manager or whatever of the guys doing the yard work. He's like, "Hey, I just want to let you know, those guys are eating the trees from the fruits. I mean, the fruits from the trees." He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I let them know they can't do that." She's like, no, it's fine. But they can't eat that. It's not good. It's not for eating." He's like, "What do you mean?" She's like, no, you can't eat those fruits."
Why?
She didn't understand that you can eat them off the tree. She thought you could only buy them from the store. Because there was a disconnect, like you were saying. They don't understand. It was a tree in her yard. And that's how far the disconnect was. She's like, "You can't. That's right, the street."
Because when she buys it in the store, it has all these labels.
Yeah. Organic, she's like, "Oh, it's this, safe.
Certified, this, that, bull, stamp approval."
Exactly. FDA, baby.
And if you buy it right off of the tree, then it's contaminated.
You got gusanos and
it does that, germs. It's not edible.
Yeah, it's not edible. It's street food. Are you crazy? It's dangerous out here. So, like you said, there's a disconnect. But I think that once we get... once we get automated more with robots and stuff like that, I think there's gonna be an influx more of nature, because now we don't need certain things. We can have trees there instead of this building. We can have a park. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't need this infrastructure for humans to work. Now robots are doing it. They could do it somewhere else.
Have you ever walked by one of those people order groceries now?
I did it today.
You did it today.
I do it like once or twice a week, probably.
Okay, but have you seen that process?
No,
it's so shady. It's really shady looking.
I don't know the I don't know what process. I've seen people shop.
So if you take the back road to the highway here,
purposely
take the back road.
Yeah,
right. There's a cruise line thing.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, what you mean, yeah.
But right before there, there's a thing with flags that says Uber Eats, Grubhub, and it's a building, and they package all your stuff there. But it's like, what is in there, and how is my food?
You're talking about shadow kitchens.
Shadow kitchens is another one.
Shadow kitchens, yeah. Well, they have the menu for whatever restaurant you love, but they don't make it in the restaurant. The order goes to them, and they make it and send it to you.
But not only that, but for groceries too.
Yeah,
your groceries come out of there.
Well, good. I don't care where it comes from. I just want my groceries. I hate when they're like, "Oh, sorry, they didn't have the cheese you like." I'm like, I would have made a better decision if I was in the store. I'd be like, "Oh, they don't have what I want."
That's why I don't like it, because I feel like, wait, if I'm gonna pick it. That part. If I'm gonna pick a head of romaine lettuce, I want to get the good one. How do I know you're gonna pick?
Not the first one. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, unless you're in a rush and you have kids and you can't go out the house.
I guess, but I also know that. Guys, get a medication, please.
All right.
Support us so he can get medication, guys.
All right. So.
I don't know. I don't know. Look, I go to Costco's and I purposely go to the back to grab the romaine lettuce because I know the first 20 were touched. The first 20 were taken out, brought all the way downstairs. Someone changed their mind because I changed my mind all the time.
And they brought it right back.
And they brought it right back. It's been sitting outside lukewarm with people and funguses, and then it's thrown back
into
the
shelf. So you reach straight to the back.
I go, I'll climb over. I'll get rid of, you know how you ever seen the guys empty out the boxes and, you know, sort out? I'll do that for you. Just so I can get to the back to get the one that has to be touched.
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? So in my mind,
you just wash it when you get home.
And I have to wash it when I get home. What do you think COVID did to me?
You have a brush?
No, I use purified water.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you put Purell in it, you mix it, and you put it in there? Just use vinegar. That's safer.
For the fruits, dunk it in vinegar and water. But I'm talking about the lettuce. Like, I'll go in and out. You know, the romaine lettuce has, like, it's folded a little bit. Yeah. So I open it up. You know how many bugs I
find? I was about to say, you ever find bugs in there? Because every time I do that, I see bugs inside.
I'm like, it makes you not want to eat salad ever again. So to me, again,
it's, you think when you buy from Just Salad, they clean that out? They kind of just whatever.
That's why
they just put it. They put it in a bucket of water, shake it. Like, all right, we're good.
Enjoy the extra protein.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is why I refuse to eat out. Like someone says, oh, let's go eat out in a restaurant.
You heard that, ladies? He doesn't like to eat out. That's why he's single.
All right, we're gonna go to the next.
TikTok, baby. We're here. The story of the freaking season, the novela, the final season of TikTok is here, is upon us.
So it's really happening, because I didn't hear. I'm still looking.
So allegedly.
Here we go.
The Supreme Court was supposed to hear or debate the case. And by 10 o'clock, they give like, oh, this is what we talked about. They didn't talk about TikTok. This is the last day before the ban.
Today?
Yeah. And they didn't talk about it. So everybody's like, that's it.
They're hung.
I haven't looked under the pants, but they didn't talk about it.
Okay. They're not hung.
Allegedly. Okay, let me say this too. There's a lot of people that got money that's like, I want to buy TikTok. I'll help you.
Okay. But let's go back for a second, right, because I want to go to the hung men. Or women. So, again, I've been looking. Have they ruled whether or not? Because from what I understand, the people or whoever brought this freaking case were saying that they're infringing on their First Amendment rights. Which to me is like, everyone's using that when it's convenient. Yeah. Let's see how this works out. And
I think my thoughts on it is that's not the argument.
What's the argument?
The argument is that you're giving information to a foreign adversary.
Hold on.
All right.
You're talking about why the government. Whoa! You're talking about why the government banned it.
Yeah.
Because this is the government. The government said this is banned under national security. Right?
Yeah.
9/11 crap. Patriot Act.
Never forget.
Only we're allowed to grab your information.
That's 100%. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
America's like, yo, this is our country. We do it.
The people or whoever's bringing this case against the government's decision were like, nah, they're infringing on our freedom of speech.
And America's like, you're China.
And the Supreme, and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is like, the government says that this is a national security situation. You're saying that you're taking away a platform of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's what I understand this as.
And I think, as far as I understand is, the Supreme Court is looking at it and goes, you are China. You don't have freedom of speech in America.
It's not China that's saying that they're infringing on the freedom of, it's the people that are saying
that.
Yeah,
but that's irrelevant. That's not part of the case.
So then, that's probably why they're not answering it.
Yeah, that's why they have nothing to do.
Because the way courts work is that you got to go in and make a complaint.
Like, this is my complaint.
Yo, complaining.
Uh-huh.
Versus tú.
And now if you talk about something else, like, that's not what the case is about.
Even worse than that. What we're saying is that the government's like, this is a ruling by the government that this has to get banned. TikTok is not showing up and saying, are they?
No.
Are you going against my freedom
of speech? Well, they are saying that you're infringing on the American people's First Amendment rights. And that's a beautiful argument, and I stand behind it.
But they're not American.
That's not what the argument's about.
That's not what
the argument is about. The giving information to a foreign adversary. And this is where the problem comes. It's not that it's China getting the information. That's not it. That's, if you heard that and you're talking about that, you're wrong and you don't know what you're talking about. What they're saying is TikTok is an invasive app that takes all your phone's information as long as that app is in there. So that means that if you have this app and you decide you want to work for, I don't know, the government, and you have the app on your phone and you log into government.com and you sign into your new work email, guess who else gets in that email account?
TikTok.
They're watching from the app. From one app to another, like Wreck-It Ralph, looking to.
As of April 2023, at least 34 out of the 50 states have announced or enacted bans on state government agencies, employees, and contractors using TikTok on government-issued devices. States ban only affect government employees and do not prohibit civilians from having or using the app on their personal devices. There's still not a ruling. I feel like avoiding it.
Let me say this too. Look up TikTok goes dark the January 19th.
TikTok goes black?
No, let me just say it. Just
ready? 1, 2.
TikTok goes dark January 19th. shutdown app on Sunday. Now, so the argument on TikTok I've been seeing is like, just don't update the app. It'll work.
That's I literally saw that this morning,
and
too.
And TikTok is like, no, no, no. We're unplugging the app completely. You're not. You're gonna log in. It's gonna. And the only thing that's gonna say is why you can't use TikTok. That's it.
I gotta get this.
It's gonna be just one page. And that's it. You're not gonna be able to swipe up and down. It's just gonna be a screen that says sorry.
Because some people were saying this morning, it was like, it'll still be there, but you know, once it'll fade out because the updates won't be available.
And then TikTok had to come out and be like, that's not what's gonna happen.
Wow.
You know what will happen though? If you're in Britain, it will work.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah. So it's funny because the people in Britain are like, TikTok's going to be boring without the Americans. They're the ones that talk all the crap.
That's why we're on it.
Yeah, that's why we're here, because of them. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So TikTok goes dark.
So as of right now, this was posted 9 minutes ago. The TikTok, the clock is ticking on TikTok.
Clock is ticking on TikTok.
Fades to the United States Supreme Court. Heard arguments from lawyers representing TikTok a few days ago. So it is TikTok that's bringing up.
Yeah, it's TikTok. Yeah, because the government's like, we want to shut you down. And TikTok is like, wait a minute.
A decision could be made as soon as today. The case involves national security's free speech. So that's what the case is about. I was right. National security, the government versus free speech, TikTok.
I don't think that's right. I disagree with this conversation here.
You don't think what they're saying is right?
No, I think the government is saying national security and TikTok is saying free speech.
That's what it says.
I know, but that's not what the case is about. The case is not about free speech. TikTok is bringing that up. The government's like, stop talking about that.
What do you think the case is about?
National security. Exclusively.
And nothing else.
If TikTok brings up free speech, it's going to come up on the news articles, but the government, as far as they're concerned, is like, that's not what we're talking about here. Please stop talking about that. That has nothing to do with this.
We expand the Supreme Court's... And this as we expected the Supreme Court to provide a ruling with
this is how misinformation today, gets spread, yeah.
It's failed to do so before the closing day, leaving the fate of TikTok up in the air. If they don't make a decision, then the decision that originally was made is upheld.
Yeah.
So
supposedly somebody within the House of Representatives said, hey, I'm going to put in something to put in an extension for TikTok. Give them more time to come up with a better argument to fight on the court. But the reality is they're just doing that to wait for Donald Trump to come into office. They just need a day. All they need is one day.
Right.
Now, the question is, if TikTok goes dark on the 19th and Trump says, I'm going to unban you, do they come back on the 20th? Is it just one day?
Because you think Trump is going to try to get it back.
Trump said he was.
I feel like Trump is doing his thing with that one.
This is what I think Trump should do. Ready? Trump, Mr. Trump, President, put the screen on me, please.
Okay, sorry. Here we go.
Mr. President, I implore you. TikTok is going to be banned, okay? It's not good for the kids. We talked about this already. It's bad for them. It's bad for their brains. It's bad for everything. What you should do is copy that on Truth Social. Make it part of Truth Social. You know what I'm saying? Your app, the one that you love so much. Or maybe X could do it. Add a feature that looks like TikTok. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that way, focus more heavily on education more than anything else. That's what I want the president to do. Let it go. It's China. China. Who gives a crap about China? Let's do our own.
Yeah, and the whole idea of them, they're called TikTok, oh my gosh, refugees.
Yeah, that goes to a red note. Yeah.
And they're saying to go to Red Note. I think that's the most dumbest thing.
If you go to Red Note, you're dumb.
What they're trying to say is we want to do this, so we're going to support China.
Yes. And they're like, at least TikTok had the illusion
that it was American.
That it was American. And they had Americans fighting for it. You know what I'm saying?
We're upset that you took this away from us.
So we're going to willingly
go.
Imagine this. Imagine you're saying, this is what you need to imagine it as. The United States government is saying this app, again, just imagine this. This app has a virus and it's going to mess up your device. And the American public is like, but I like the app. And they're like, but it has a virus.
And then you take it away and they go into a room full of viruses.
Then they jump like, oh, we're going to go straight to the virus. We're going to go straight to the virus.
Not because we even like China, but because you took away.
And to make you, to come back at you, we're going to get the virus ourselves. We're going to willingly go and get that virus. That's basically what's happening.
Oh my God.
That app is exclusively made for China. China don't give a crap about your privacy. China would, and then not only that, to join that app, you need to sign yes for, what is it called? Well, you have to check the box. The
cookies?
Not the cookies. Oh, gosh. It was like a whole bunch of words. I forgot what it's called.
The agreement?
The agreement.
What license user agreement?
Yeah, it's user agreement. I forgot what it's called. There's a word that starts with the letter T. I can't remember.
Anyways.
You have to agree to it. Guess what? It's in Chinese, and you're just clicking yes. You have no idea what you're agreeing to right now.
Not the transcript.
You don't even know what you agreed to on TikTok. This one, less so. That doesn't have the American law watching over the show. Like, yo, you can't write it like that. You can't write it like that.
So that particular app added an AI to translate, you know, what they wrote.
That's real smart.
Might as well. So who do you think
picked... Wait, hold on. Let me say it too. I've watched videos from Red Note. I don't have the app. I just watched it. And it's legit. If you watch the videos, and I wish we could play here, it's legit Chinese propaganda. It's almost like China was preparing for this for months and getting ready. Because all the stuff they say, legit, if you listen to it, it sounds like somebody trying to convince you. Oh, China's a beautiful country. It's the best country in the world. We have freedom here. You don't have freedom in America.
They lied to you.
Yeah. And now you're listening to it. I'm like, this is going to get a lot of people. Because people are dumb. People are dumb.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, he's dumb. He's right.
Look at that. Not so dumb after all. No, I'm definitely dumb. And that's what I was going to be like. There's definitely a distinction between dumb and dumber. And then dumbest.
Yeah, there's only one dumbest, I think.
I feel like I'm in the middle, barely making it. So for the other people that I think are dumb or the dumbest, bro, they're like...
Bro, there's some things I read online. I'm like, there's no way a human thinks like this. There's no way a person can actually think like this. But people think like this.
It's like parenting gone wrong. It's like, no, that's not the way it works. Yeah. Like, I got to let you know this is not the way it works.
And
my son was like, he got sick. So his mom was like, maybe you probably caught a bug. And he stood over that weekend and he got bit by a spider in his belly.
And he was like, that's what it was.
I found out how I got it. He literally came up to me like dead ass, like straight up.
I got a bug.
I know how I got the bug. Look, Dad, it happened in your house.
And you're watching. I'm like, I didn't do this. God, please don't do this to me. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Jesus.
And it looked like a little mosquito bite right in the middle of his, like a little third nipple, right in the middle of his belly. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, I started die laughing. I'm like, he literally, you know, he doesn't understand. Yeah. That's like me letting him think. Well,
but that's different than, that's just not knowing.
No, but there's still correction there, right? Like, yeah, it's no, cute, course, yeah. We laughed about it. And I'm like, no, that's a saying. And he's looking at me like, what? Like, no, Dad, I'm being dead ass. Like, this is how I got sick. It was a bug. It happened in your house. I'm telling Mom. And I'm like,
yeah, tell her. Go ahead.
So crazy. No, actually, she did it. She started laughing. I told her. She started laughing. So my thing is like, that's like allowing him to think that that's the way it works.
Oh, yeah. And no, but even worse, that's him going to a group of people and telling them this is how he got the bug. And them like, oh, my God, it's real. Let's talk to them. And then they just spreading it. Yeah. And then when you talk to somebody, be like, oh, that's they tell you, this is how I caught the bug. And then you're like, no, that's not how that works. They're like, that's not true because I heard this person say and this person. So that means you're wrong.
Where did you get your source from?
Yeah, you must be wrong.
Fake news.
I heard from 100 other people. And you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is how we die. This is how we do it.
Oh, man, this is bad. So yeah. What we got planned for this year? What's the game plan for this year? What we doing? We are headed. Today's the 15th. Off the cuff, like there's a little news announcements. You know what I'm saying? Then we're gonna do a little ofrenda, offering box at the end.
we're gonna go sightseeing.
I'm nervous, bro.
We are gonna go to Washington D.C. and watch the inauguration in person, and we're gonna go out there live, and we're gonna be on live the last day of TikTok, baby. The last day we're going live.
What's the irony that he's getting inaugurated on Martin Luther King's birthday? TikTok is getting banned the day before.
Yeah.
They just released all the hostages and the war is over.
I think God is trying to heal the planet. He's like, I see a lot of things wrong here.
I'm not laughing at you, God.
I see a lot of things wrong going down there. Let me fix them one by one. And I think that's, you know. But yeah, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. We're going to watch the inauguration. We are gonna hopefully get good space, even if we're far away. I mean, whatever. I just want to go out there and be.
I'm more for with the people.
Yeah, I want to be there with the people, wild out, have fun, ask questions.
Do you think something's gonna pop off?
I think something will pop off. I think it's gonna be crazy.
Fudge. I don't want
to
go.
We gotta be ready to run.
We have a plan.
No plan. We're just going to go out.
My son tracks my phone and I'm tracking his phone.
So then you won't lose each other.
We won't lose. We'll lose you.
Yeah.
We're on two different atmospheres. Apple and.
Well, we are. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's going to be some sort of plan, exit plan. Let's meet here if something goes down, something like that, you know?
Well, yeah, right? Because I have the car. Yeah. So
we'll meet at the car.
Yeah, the car is definitely going to be where we meet up. This is crazy that we have to think like that.
Yeah. But we only have to think like that because. There are people that are willing to go to violence to do things. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying it's a left or right thing. I'm just saying there are people out there that are willing to go to violence. Think about it. They freaking tried to kill Trump twice already. He's not even president. He's just running for president. Imagine.
Yeah, I was on that soon to be expired app, and they were like, there was a guy like, trust me, he's not gonna become the president. And like, are you privy to information? You know, if you know something, you're supposed to say it. You're gonna be, what is it called? Liable.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking to my head, I can't believe I'm going to this event with crazy people like that. Both of them.
Well, I also think that we're going to be in a position. I don't think we're going to get that close to him, honestly.
Hell.
But whatever's going to happen is going to be close to him. So
I mean, that's the plan, right? I mean,
JD Vance was like, I don't think I'm going to make the inauguration. I think I'm going to go to this football game. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
He tweeted it out. And a lot of people on the left, obviously, they're like, even he doesn't have confidence in Trump. He's not even going to go to the inauguration. And when I read it, my first thought was like, he's staying clear of it just in case.
Isn't that his job?
Yeah. And I was thinking logically. And the people that are
so dumb. So J.D. Vance is not going to be there?
Allegedly. I don't know. Maybe he won't. Maybe he will.
Maybe he shouldn't be there.
I don't know. It depends on how good the Secret Service guys are locked down. It's Washington, D.C. So you would imagine they have that place on smash. There's nothing that nobody could get away with.
You know where he should be? Right at the foot of the White House. Like
getting ready to walk in?
To walk him in. Like
just watching the news. If something happens, he just runs to the White House.
I'm the president.
I'm the president now. I'm it.
He doesn't go in yet.
No, he just waits at the door.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as he watches
the news. You got to make it all the way over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, I mean, you heard that Michelle Obama's not going to go?
Oh, no?
She's sour, supposedly. Huh. Obama's going to be there.
Of course. I mean, Trump are buddies now. These guys are joking around.
I seen about 3 or 4 renditions of that whole interaction of Carter's funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
And, bro, it's hilarious. Her face when Obama and Trump were sitting together, and she got into the room and she sits down. She turns to them like, oh, no, he didn't. Not even. He's not my boy. What a traitor. You never really had my back.
Yeah.
I could see her like holding that argument, like, you know, I'm the real party. All these people are fake.
Vote well, there was a point, I can't remember when, it was a while ago though, where Trump was like, they asked him something about how you know, what feel about certain people. Like, it's politics. That's how you got to talk.
He said when he went to visit the White House just recently with Biden, he was like, the first thing he said was like, politics is really ugly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In other
it's
words,
just a
like,
game. You have to play this game.
It's ugly, but here we are. We're chilling.
Yeah.
And the little love tap Bush gave.
Oh yeah.
Obama.
Well, apparently him and his wife are really good friends. Yeah.
Which is crazy, weird, right?
Well, you know, the crazy is that they hated Bush for so long. Remember, he freaking made 9/11. It's his fault. And then all of a sudden, he started painting, and they were like, "Oh, he's a nice guy."
Yeah. Right. You're just sitting down laughing next to the guy you. Dubbed as Hitler?
That's a, yeah, that's again, just like Trump said, this is politics.
So the inauguration, we're going to do the last rally that's happening the day before as well. We're going out there just to interview people, talk.
We're going to be outside the rally probably. We're going to check it out.
Hell yeah, we're going to be outside the rally.
Because there's going to be protests and I want to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Why are you guys protesting? Why are you here? Is he a racist? Can you tell me why he's racist? Stuff like that.
Okay, we could do that. Okay, gosh.
Are you guys going to the... to the inauguration?
Inauguration.
You know? Imagine one of them like, yeah, there's going to be a big surprise, so stand clear.
I'm going home at that point. I'm like, yo, Jay, get in the car. We're out of here. So that's coming up. Big expectations for this year for you? Resolutions or plans?
I got a couple resolutions, I guess. I got a list of things, bro. I've been, since the end, like, since probably October last year, I just started making a list of things I want to do or I'm thinking about trying. Okay. I got a full list, bro. So, and I'm trying to make time for it, you know?
Okay, okay.
But, you know, life is busy.
Have you quit any of those resolutions?
I have no resolutions to quit anything.
Oh, so you didn't make resolutions?
No. My is why I want to do new things or try something.
Oh, okay, okay. You know? It's not like you're trying to lose 30 pounds.
Bro, 30 pounds is crazy. I ain't trying to lose no weight. That didn't even come into my head.
That's not even on the list.
No,
that's not what the list is about. Got it. Yeah. So the inauguration, are we going live? And if we are, on what platform? Yeah,
we're gonna go live on TikTok, baby. That's the only platform to go live on right now.
Nah, it's not. It's not gonna be.
We're literally gonna be the last ones on TikTok live.
So if it's not TikTok live, check us out on live.
Probably YouTube.
YouTube
Live is all I can think about.
What's the other ones? X?
X is video live?
I don't know.
I know we could do YouTube Live video on our phones.
Is it Twitch? What's wrong with that one?
We don't have nobody on that.
We don't have nobody on nowhere.
Well, we have some on YouTube.
We got three.
Yeah, that's good enough.
All right, so check us out live. You know what the...
Definitely TikTok, though.
If... It still exists.
No, because it ends that night, midnight. The 19th at midnight.
Oh, okay. So
19th is the last day, up to midnight.
Right. So
11:59.
Calm down. Yeah. So you're saying the last rally, the party celebration prior, you're saying we'll be live TikTok for sure.
Yeah.
And the inauguration, good luck finding us.
We'll see.
But it'll be primarily TikTok if it still exists.
It would be funny if Trump swears in and they're like, all right, you're officially the president. And he goes, unban TikTok. And then it just goes live.
Just you go want him on. To ban it, though.
I don't care either way, but I think that it's a negative because it makes people dumb.
Oh, you're talking about if it's not going to be that one that makes them dumb, dumb is going to follow dumb all the way to the dumbest.
Yeah, but this is just easy. And honestly, if TikTok goes away, it's kind of what Trump said from the beginning. We're going to stop other countries from doing stuff and letting Americans opportunity to do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to put a tariff on these cars that are because they're Japanese. So American cars can start making, we can buy American. So I think if you ban TikTok, it's like, all right, which one of you guys in America are going to make this app make some money for America?
Right.
Just like Bad Bunny doing a residency in Puerto Rico. I'm trying to support my country here.
Yeah, I could have done the residency.
I could have went to Vegas like everybody else does.
Like everybody else
does. I'm doing it in Puerto Rico.
But. You're going to want to see me if you want to see me because you want to see me.
Yeah. So I might as well. Gonna be lit.
Because you're going to be, you're a fan already. So you're going to go wherever I go. Why go over there?
And I'm hoping that encourages other artists. You know, Mark Anthony might do a residency. Who else? Hector Lavoe?
Not necessarily.
Jennifer Lopez?
I know. Okay, that thing for the stay in Vegas.
She couldn't do it. You heard about her concert, right?
She had to cancel because her numbers were.
There was a video of her. It was literally just a circle around her. That was it. The whole stadium was empty.
What a way to find out.
Yeah. I mean, she should have known. Everybody said it. Nobody liked her music.
So it was denial or the people around her were lying?
They were lying to her. She got money, so they lied to her. If you know, you know. Remember that video?
No, but I can see her saying that. Christ. You acted out pretty well.
She was like, I get an orange drink from the store. If you know, you know. And people were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Talk about the quarter juice? Is that what you're talking about? Anyway.
The sparklers.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys on the day before the inauguration. We're going live. This is going to air on Saturday. So Sunday, we're going to go live. So the next day.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, so if we're around, yeah, we'll be around. Oh God.
Yeah.
Pray for the country, yo.
Pray for the country. You should always pray for the country. Seriously. Say your prayers tonight, guys. Pray to your God. So you have mercy on us.
Yeah, us. Just us. We out.
I love you guys.
All right. Oh, no, bro. I'm actually pretty nervous about this shit.
Wow, this guy's scared, everybody.
I can't fight.
Fight? We're going to get killed. Bombs are going to get blown up. You guys worry about fighting.